to capitalist loving Republican against Walmart, where would you find such a person? Well, you'd expect Walmart bashing from union types and liberals, but not one of the GOP's most trusted former advisors like Terry Holt, who says that Walmart is giving capitalism a bad name. He just joined the Walmart Watch team. Terry, this is a bit of a surprise. Why?
Hi, Neil. Well, you know, Walmart it has its roots in small-town America, in red state America, but lately Walmart's lost its way, and for lots of different reasons, but specifically, Walmart is a huge recipient of corporate welfare. In fact, a couple of years ago, they got $35 million from the federal government to repave their driveway. Now, this is the largest corporation in America, in the world, for retail. And I just wonder if the American taxpayer should be footing the bill for things like that, and also for things like health care for tens of thousands of Americans who work at Walmart. The state government and the federal government pick up the tab because Walmart does not give a health care benefit, and it forces that doesn't give an adequate health care benefit, and it forces these people onto the public rolls.
Yeah, but Terry, you could argue
Republican money.
I understand that, but you could argue that a lot of the workers not covered are not full time workers, and workers at Walmart, as with a lot of other convenience stores, retail establishments, come and go. So is that the fault of a company just being cruel to its workers, or one that just recognizes the financial realities of a shifting workforce?
Well, but in fact, Walmart, had in documents that have been disclosed to the public, not to Walmart's happiness, but they've made conscious decisions to prevent people from becoming full-time workers and keeping them part-time workers so that they can't even qualify for benefits, forcing them onto the public rolls for an even longer period of time. And frankly, you know, Walmart is, it's a highly successful company, but we have very low expectations for it. You know, price is king at Walmart, and all of us have been to Walmart because of price. But I wonder if most Americans, there's 70 million Americans who go to Walmart, I wonder if they would be surprised to know that their tax dollars being taken out of their back pocket even while they're saving money.
But, Terry, you would argue Walmart's a successful institution, that it's generated a lot of revenue, that it's helped a lot of people, that for Americans who shop there, it's also meant a big difference in saving a lot of money on everyday items they purchase, right?
That's right, but there are better ways to do this. In fact, you know, Walmart used to make a big deal of buying American, and in small towns all over America, most of us maybe still think that's true. But I'm not sure that most Americans know that 70% of Walmart's products are of Chinese origin.
Yeah, but Terry, you know, not one of the workers I've seen at Walmart have I noticed chained to a cash register or chained to an aisle. They're working there of their own volition. They seem pretty happy with it. It's provided jobs where many of them would never been able to find any. I mean, you seem to vilify a company that's done a lot of good as well.
Well, in fact, I'm not vilifying the company. I would like to see the company become a better neighbor, to become a better corporate citizen. You know, Walmart is unique because of its size. It's a huge company, and many people are looking at it as an example of success. I just don't want that success to result in a corporate culture where we are inspiring people to be the lowest common denominator. We ought to expect more from our companies.
I think
that Republicans ought to be in a position to say that a company in coming into its community is doing the community good.
Okay.
But in fact, when Walmart goes into a community, small businesses close, Christian bookstores close.
Well, all right. I wish we had more time, Terry, but you argue your point very well. Good having you on.
Thanks, Neil.
Terry Hall.